episode 1551, Imperfect is the Best Perfect.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. Celebrate you because it is Wellness Wednesday. Yes, you are alive. You're breathing. That should bring a smile to your face. Imperfect is the best perfect. Are you ready to dive in on the healthier side? Let's do it. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, before we jump in, I have to give a shout out to our youngest G-Man. He is the one who came up with this episode, Imperfect is the Best Perfect. Yesterday, he came in and he said, Mom, I've got something for you. He says, I have a title that you need to use for your podcast episode. I don't know where you're going to use it, but can I tell it to you? I said, of course, tell me. He said, Mom, I was thinking on the bus, Imperfect is the Best Perfect. It just warms my heart when my children get the craziness that I am trying to help others with in life. They get it before adulthood. Yes, maybe I'm doing something right. So for that, G-Man, hats off to you. Thank you for sharing your expertise with your mama. Well, how important is your health in your daily life? Whether you are waiting for the perfect time or the perfect plan, imperfect is the best perfect. Oftentimes, we are strapping our success to the perfection of the plan. Is that what you're doing? Are you strapping your success to the perfection of the plan? When I think about how many people are placing their hope in a plan, it doesn't mean that they will get to where they want to go. But they think they are, right? Because why? I've got the perfect plan. It's all going to work out. And if you don't have the perfect plan, you just keep putting things off. The plan is not going to get you healthy. No one way is going to magically flip the switch for you. Most of my health journey has come from being overwhelmed, overworked, and just over life. I'm just done. But ultimately, it's been at a crossroad. Me staring a crisis right in the middle. Why do we wait either for the perfect time in our life or for that perfect plan? Because it's one of those, or we're hit with a crisis. Think about something drastic that you have had to change in your life. With that drastic change in your life, what was it that drew you to that? What made the final decision? What was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak? We're usually waiting for that perfect time, that perfect plan. If that's you today, you'll be waiting much longer. Imperfect is the best perfect. I was living that life forever. I wanted the perfect plan. Pregnant, nursing for 10 years, that took a toll on this body. And my husband would say, sweetheart, you were made to breed. And he means that with the utmost respect, ladies, just saying. And I was given a body, praise the Lord, to birth children, to have them. In fact, I was induced for all of them. They didn't want to leave mama. Mama got it good for them, I guess. But you see, as much as I wanted that perfect plan, 10 years, pregnant or nursing, my perfect plan didn't end me with a bikini body at the end of it all. Oh, I had 5 healthy children. But me? Nope. I didn't look so healthy. Meaning my weight. I was overweight. I was over 215 pounds. And that was not being pregnant. Imagine if I was pregnant. 40, 45, 50 pounds extra. It put a really huge toll on my body. It put a huge toll on my psyche. And so when I was like, okay, I'm all in for my health, I had the plan. It had to be the perfect plan. I would go and order Nutrisystem, and oh, my perfect plan would arrive every single month. And it might have worked great for a month or two. But what happened with 3 and 4 and 5? What happened when stress got a hold of me? What happened when everybody else made the decisions for me? Imperfect is the best perfect. I wanted to pull back the curtains for you on my life and how I really, truly lead a healthy lifestyle right here, right now, real world time. Now, understand, I don't have all the answers. And just because I do it doesn't mean that you should too. However, we can learn from each other. So I want to share with you what I do so you can see the hope and hopefully the possibilities in your everyday when it comes to your wealth, which is your health. So my day is always changing. There is no set schedule for me. Sometimes I wish I had a set schedule. Other times I am so blessed that I'm not, and I relish in that, and I praise God for that all the time. But it can be one of those, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. Some people say, I don't know how you get it all done, Christiane. And there are times that I look at them in their eye and say, neither do I. I don't know how I get it all done. But somehow, I manage. And a lot of it is flexibility. Flexibility is a huge word in how I lead my life because my day is always changing. There's no such schedule for me. And in fact, everyone else influences my schedule, but I set the boundaries. Now, years ago, that wasn't the case. Because if you listen to what I said just a few moments ago, everyone else set my schedule for me. I had no boundaries. I did what I thought everybody else expected me to do. Yes, yes, oh yes, I'll be there. Yes. I mean, it was like I was in my own auction of my own life. And people would say, hey, would you do that? Yes. How about this? Yes. How about I'll take this? Yes. I couldn't get my card up fast enough. Yes to life. Wait a minute. But over time, it was killing me. Not just my relationship and my marriage, my relationship with my children, my relationship with me, my relationship with my Heavenly Father, but ultimately the relationship with my own health, my own life. So I really had to make some hard choices. And so through my whole journey, I have decided, notice that word, I decided that people can have influence on my schedule, but I set the boundaries. I have the say-so. I can say yes, I can say no. I don't have to be the one that always has a yes card. Yes, 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 yes. I'll take 5. 5 yeses here. So let's look at the big umbrella. What does that look like for me? Number one, no your non-negotiables. So for me, my non-negotiables are my husband and my children. Those are my ultimate earthly priorities. And so when I'm looking at my schedule, I take them into consideration first, and then it goes down from there. My immediate family, et cetera, et cetera. Once when I know my non-negotiables, then I move to number two, which is what are my responsibilities? And you're saying, well, what are responsibilities? I mean, I got a lot of responsibilities. Yeah, me too. Work, maybe your volunteer position, maybe church. What is it for you? What are those responsibilities? Things that you have committed to. So I go for my non-negotiables. My husband, he's not a responsibility. I know women, you're probably thinking that your husband is a responsibility. He is not. You should be praying for him, but he's not a responsibility. He's a non-negotiable. Big difference. My children are non-negotiables, but my work, my church, my volunteer position, those are my responsibilities. Those are my commitments. That's my next layer. So I've got to know my non-negotiables, what my responsibilities are. And then finally, number three, I need to understand my season in my life. Where am I right now? You see, before we moved down south here, we were living up north. I lived in a season of life for 2 years that I didn't necessarily have a definitive, this is what is happening. And so I had to make decisions based on unknowns. And that was hard to do. And then at one point, my husband moved ahead of us down here, 6 months ahead of us. So we had the apartment there. We had the house back where we were. I had already moved my daughter then at that point twice and my son once because currently our number two, our boy, our oldest boy, he was living with us. But because we were moving, he had to go get his own place. We had moved in a period of 6 months, 5 different times. That's crazy. My life was literally, it was a toss-up. My mom would call and she'd be like, so what are you doing today? I'm like, that's a really good question. I'm not sure. I have no idea. I could never give a definitive answer with the exception of what? My non-negotiables. And my responsibilities were, I just got to breathe. There were times that I had to be like, okay, during this period of time, I got to back away. I've got a lot to figure out. And I did. I started taking a step back. I wasn't volunteering as much. It was my season of life that I was in. Now we've moved down south. We've been here just a year. I have a different season of life. Where are you? What's your season of life like? You know, maybe you have little ones running around. The demands of the little ones are different than the demands of a middle schooler and a high schooler. It's a totally different lifestyle. Yes, they're still your children, but the demands of it are different. So you've got to know your season of life. Now, all of these three things, your non-negotiables, the responsibilities, and your season of life, this is what I consider the umbrella. This is what protects you. This is what everything comes from. So this umbrella is, you know, it's my world. And this is what I look at. And then I begin to see the raindrops. I look at my day. What must happen before I go to bed? That's how I see my day. It's not how long can I stay up to get everything done. It's what must happen before I go to bed, before my head hits that pillow. What are my most pressing priorities? Sometimes it's going to the grocery store because we need milk in the refrigerator. Sometimes it's paying bills. Other times it's being the volunteer parent at school for my children. Other times it's interviewing or prepping for an interview. Coaching calls. Other days, it's writing and coaching calls. So what must happen before I go to bed? I have to look at those. And then I ask myself, finally, you're like, where does the health come in? Now it comes in. What can I do to serve my health? I may have a day that's jam-packed with 2 interviews. I have writing involved because it's a daily podcast. And as you all know, hey, this is real stuff. And I don't sit there and try to put it out 3, 4, 5 weeks prior. I want you to know that I'm doing life right along with you in your everyday. So most of what I do is I've recorded literally the day before. And sometimes if I've really had one of those really hard days, and I've had them, I might be recording like at 1 o'clock in the morning and that episode goes live at 2 a.m. I've done it. I'm being honest with you. But when I look at my schedule, I look at my day and I say, what can I do to serve my health? And it may be that I don't have 30 minutes to work out. I'm crammed for time between taking the kids to school, picking them up, running a couple errands in between, 2 interviews, reading a book for another preparation of another interview, doing a podcast recording. All of that screams, you don't have any time left. Plus you have to write. Okay, 30 minutes is going to be way too much. So if I don't have time to work out, guess what? I make sure I focus and eat healthy. That becomes my focus of the day. I'm not letting myself down because I didn't get 30 minutes of exercise in. Oh, but if you're looking at the plan that says you have to work out 30 minutes every day and only take one day off, you failed. Your success is not part of a perfect plan. Imperfect is the best perfect. Stop strapping your success to the perfection of the plan. It's not working. And I'm telling you, it won't work. You can wait. You can talk to me till you're blue in the face. Your success is not wrapped up in the perfection of the plan. Now, another way to look at it, ask yourself this question. Is your success dependent on the perfection of the plan? Most of us would answer that yes, because we're out there thinking that the plan is the answer to our problems. You can stare me in the face and tell me all your excuses as to why you aren't eating healthy, why you don't or can't exercise, and why sleeping can't be a priority. But what it boils down to, are you willing to do the work regardless of the plan? Your decisions to live a healthy lifestyle cannot be made from your excuses, but you do it. I did it for years. My excuses became my decisions. I put things off. Why? Because, well, why not? I don't have the perfect plan. I can't do the perfect plan, so I'm not going to do. That's okay. I wanted the perfect plan, the perfect time, and even the perfect body before I started. Life doesn't dish out perfection. Life creates beauty in the imperfection of your everyday. So how can you live a healthy lifestyle? Well, do what you can every day. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Do what you can do every day. It's the little steps that create impact over time. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So what does that look like? Number one, you have to know what needs to be changed. And if you're like, I have no idea, I look in the mirror and I don't like what I see, but I don't know if it's a weight thing. I don't know if it's my food thing. I don't know what in the world it is. Then you know what? You and I need to chat. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. Don't wait. You matter. Your excuses don't, but you do. So click on that link. Be bold today and click on that link. You need to know what needs to be changed. What needs to happen? So number one, know. Number two, you have to decide. What can you do in this season of life? You cannot look to what you were doing 10 years ago. Oh my gosh, if I look back to what I was doing 10 years ago, well, we'd be here for a while. It'd be like a therapy session for a while. And then it'd maybe be a celebration, and then maybe more therapy, and then maybe another celebration. I didn't have my life all put together 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Yeah, I was younger. My metabolism was a little bit different. But even back then, that doesn't mean that I could have gotten the body that I wanted. And back then, what I knew as healthy is not how I see healthy now. Perspectives change. Life is different. You're in a different season. Decide what you can do in this season of life. Maybe it is just eating healthy. I'm telling you, eating healthy is a game changer. So start to eat healthy. No more of that junk food. Put it away. You don't need junk food. Get out an apple and some almonds as a snack instead of grabbing the Snickers. You'll feel much better. You won't crash at the end of it. You can still enjoy a little bit of yummy, yummy sugar, but it's a good kind, not the bad kind. Decide. Number three, commit. What will you commit to do to live your healthy lifestyle every day? You want to make a change in your life. You want to create impact. You have got to be willing to do it every day. Now, does that mean it's perfect? No. Imperfect is the best perfect, meaning that you're not going to get 30 minutes of workout a day. Now, there are times that I eat healthy, but maybe I even have extra time because I only have one book to read. I don't have any interviews or I don't have any coaching calls. And I love those days. I also love the days when I'm totally jam-packed going from one thing to the next, going, what hat do I put on? What outfit should I be wearing? What I wear during the day is different from what I wear when I do an interview. So when I am looking at things and really sitting there going, okay, how does this work in real time for me? There are days that all I can do is to eat healthy And then there are other days that I can give an hour and a half to my workout. Then I do it and I give it my all. But never in between do I sit there and bash myself any longer. Oh, I used to. I was like, oh man, you failed yourself again. You didn't get your 30 minutes in. Man, you only got 20 minutes in. What were you thinking, girl? You shouldn't even done 20 minutes. You needed the 30. What's your problem? You've had those conversations, haven't you? We do it all the time because we have this perspective that a perfect plan is going to lead to a perfect lifestyle, a perfect healthy lifestyle. And that is not the case. That's not reality. You'll get to that reality when you reach heaven, but you don't want to be 6 feet under yet. God's got more in store for you today. You've got to be willing to commit to do what you need to do every day. The little things. Otherwise, what happens? Your excuses make the decisions. Is that the road you still want to be on? I did it and it's not fun. If you want that bikini body for summer, if you want to be stronger, if you want to eat more vegetables, if you want to eat more organic food, you can't allow your excuses to influence your decisions. No more. You're drawing the line and it starts today. Your health is your wealth. And your success is not tied to the perfect plan. You decide, you commit. You got this. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. Imperfect is the best perfect. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Make today a healthy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.